You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stopped, opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SUNNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SUNNY to 200-300. That's SUNNY to 200-300. SUNNY to 200-300.
Hey everybody, it's producer Jeremy introducing you to this episode of Too Many Men. Was really excited to get to meet both Allison and Sarah in person at NHL All-Star Weekend this past weekend here in South Florida, and introducing you to our grab bag episode from NHL All-Star Weekend. We've got all sorts of fun goodies in this episode that you guys can listen to, and we're going to start it off with the end. We're going to start it with the post-game recap with myself, Sarah, and of course Chris Cody and Roy Bellamy from the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gatz joining us in the arena right after the NHL All-Star game. And then from here, I will introduce you guys to each section of this podcast. So be sure to pay attention to what you're listening to. And coming up right now is our post-game recap. So enjoy this episode of Too Many Men. Hey, everybody. That's how we start Too Many Men, right? That's how Allison starts it.
Hey, guys.
Hey, everybody. Hey, guys. It's producer Jeremy here with Sarah Sivian,
a.k.a. Jer Bear.
And there's Chris Cody. Roy Bellamy is also with us.
Yeah, I'm just here.
Yeah, we're also here. We are wrapping up NHL All-Star Weekend here in Sunrise after multiple days of events. We had Media Day on Thursday, the NHL Skills Challenge on Friday night, and of course the NHL All-Star Game here on Saturday. And as we wrap everything up, Sarah, I'm going to lean on you, even though your voice is shot, and we will probably talk about why in just a second, but just want your general thoughts here to share with the Too Many Men audience as, you know, this weekend comes to a close.
Yeah, guys, it was awesome to be you in person, put a name to all the faces and a face to the names, and be in the Le Batard environment, and the game itself, pretty cool. League event, pretty cool, you know, all the ins and outs of South Florida. So all of our listeners that listen because of Le Batard, now we can make those connections.
Yeah, that part was also really cool to be able to see, like, not just our group be able to come together and meet, but also all of the other media members that were here throughout the week. So what we wanted to do with Chris and Roy was play a quick game of Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Oh, Roy's favorite.
With
that'd be Woody's favorite.
Probably.
Because he's a murderer?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, because the kill. Yeah. The kill part of it.
He just plays kill, kill, kill.
Kill. Sounds like a quarterback.
What's messed up is that nobody in the Too Many Men audience knows this reference. If they're just Too Many Men
listeners.
Well,
now they do.
So now, Chris, yeah, right. We'll put out a poll. Did you know that Chris Whittingham was a murderer?
Yes or yes.
Yes, yes or yes. yeah, put it on the poll, Sarah. But that being said, we want to play FMK with the three events from this week. So with the NHL Media Day, the NHL Skills Challenge, and the NHL All-Star Game, Fuck, Marry, Kill, those three events.
All right, this is easy. I'm going to marry the Media Day because that was just nice. It was just visually nice. It was a relaxing setting, and we got to do our thing. Even though it's going to be unpopular because we've been ripping this skills competition, I'm still going to fuck the skills competition because I think it has a high ceiling. You know, the McDavid thing, even though that overall thing kind of stunk, that was probably cooler than anything we saw in the game. Okay. So I'm going to end up killing the game just because, you know, 3-on-3, it's fun in, like, small doses, but when it's all you get, it's not as fun. So yeah. There you go. Roy?
I think I'm going to marry Media Day because that's where we, I think that's where we got our best content.
You gonna copy me?
Cool. Yeah, I'm going, no, I don't think so, because I'm going to fuck the game.
I'm going to fuck the game. Very vivid. Very vivid.
I didn't know how to explain it, but anyway, and I'm definitely going.
I've got you. I don't even
know. Let's just relax.
Yeah, I'm going to kill the skills competition. It was a dud.
Yeah, that's reasonable. Sarah, what are your thoughts here?
I'm marrying the skills competition because I love things that make no sense, and I like being miserable.
You want to complain about it?
Yes. No, in all seriousness, we love complaining in the media. Yes. It gave us something to complain about.
It did.
And a storyline, and it sparked a debate about what we can do to make it better.
It's too consensus, though. When everyone was ripping it, it's like, I got to do something else here.
No, that's exactly why
I wanted to fuck it, because I was like, everyone's ripping it, so I'm like, I got to... Exactly. And you're marrying it?
And
yeah.
It's kind of like... It's for kids, kind of, right? So when we're just like old people being like, whatever. I am gonna fuck the media day because it's awesome to talk to some of the
great setting.
Yeah. I thought you guys crushed it. You were cracking me up with the Vasilevsky question.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm not sure he enjoyed that.
I think Vasilevsky. He did. He's not like a exuberant guy, and you got a laugh out of him.
Yeah, I did.
You don't see that every day.
Yeah,
good job.
I think I would score a goal if he didn't have a stick. If I had 100 shoot out of 10,
I don't think so at all.
I don't think so.
No.
I got to show you this video of my slap shot of my skill at the skills competition. Yeah, I'm just saying.
What skills competition?
No, like at the beach. I'm like whatever it was. There was like this like accuracy thing, and I got 1 out of 5, but it was impressive though.
But it's still hard.
You gotta watch the video.
Right.
Anyways, it's not about me.
I will say, from my perspective, I think I actually also... So I'm going to go ahead and kill the game because I just felt like it was...
Yeah.
As fine as it was like there was no major upside. I know exactly what it is, and it wasn't enough for me.
Right.
I would say I'll actually fuck Media Day and marry in the same way. Marry the skills competition because I believe in it.
You believe you can change it?
I believe it. I do. I believe I can change it, and I love the ability to pick up a fallen soldier. I see the best in the skills competition. I see the joy that can be there. I see the upside, and I want that for the long term.
And it probably smacked on TV.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It just stunk for us.
It was a made-for-TV event. But as we go through this podcast episode, obviously we have you guys here off the top. This is...
Do you guys play that every episode with something?
Yes. They're great. This is a good podcast. People listening know that, but this is a really good podcast that you're listening to right now. And this podcast in particular is going to be a grab bag of stuff. At the moment that we're having this conversation, I'm not even sure everything that Sarah is about to be able to continue to gather.
Perfect.
As the music comes on.
All right.
They're playing us out of here. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this intro section then. We're going to have a whole bunch of other things that come into this podcast, including potentially a couple of different interviews.
All right, we're back.
We've booked another interview that you're about to hear in the coming moments. You will also hear all of the different content that we gathered from NHL Media Day that you guys have seen some of it so far on social media on the Too Many Men channels, but also you will see it coming out across platforms on Lebatard Show on Twitter @2_much_man on Twitter, and hey, Instagram, new Instagram for Too Many Men. So be sure to follow on Instagram and check out all of the great content. But again, in this podcast, you'll hear a couple more interviews and you will hear some of the fun stuff from NHL Media Day. Sarah, anything before we close this out?
DJ Pauly D.
Oh, right. I didn't even get into the party. All right. Before we go.
Thank God. I've just been
Chris
saying
mentioned
that name
this.
Out loud for like 12 straight hours.
All right. So we're sitting here and it's Saturday after the NHL All-Star game. But on Friday night after the skills competition, Sarah, Roy, and Chris had one heck of a night that I decided we were all standing there. It was gonna be a chill night.
The
old
catch up on sleep routine.
I gotta catch up on some sleep. I gotta go home. My own bed is here. This is not an all-star weekend in a different city. And boy, do I regret not going out with the three of you. Can you, on this podcast, we've already talked about this on Lebatard Show, but here on Too Many Men, can we recap a bit of the night that you guys experienced that ends with DJ Pauly D?
Yeah, and you can catch the whole thing on the Lebatard Show, but to debrief, I thought I was having a chill night, headed not to Fort Lauderdale, but back to Miami, and was just going to make a little pit stop on the way. First of all, the pit stop. Yeah, the infield, had a few there. Then David said that he had... a party that we could get on the list for this private party.
Love being able to get on a list for a party.
Oh, yeah. And I'm like, oh, it's just going to be NHL people. But it's at the gigantic guitar.
Our Eiffel Tower.
Yeah. For many call the real Eiffel Tower. Yeah. And we walk in, and all of a sudden people are moving.
Wait, where's this? Why am I dancing? Is that, wait, who's that? And then DJ, we were like, someone's about to come on stage, and then we just see DJ Pauly D's face. Mm-hmm. It was an epic night. It was so much fun.
So when you see us on the Jersey Shore, just know we did that for you.
Oh my God, if we're on the Jersey Shore, that would make my ear.
I just want you guys to know we started this with Fuck, Marry, Kill, and we've ended it with DJ Pauly D. And I think that that's the exact vibe that you should have from a South Florida-based NHL All-Star event.
Let's go GTL.
In all seriousness, thank you so much, listeners, for making this possible. This is one of the best weeks in recent memory.
Oh, well, that's a nice close.
That's really nice.
Love you guys. I'm feeling sentimental.
All right, well, here's a transition to whatever you're about to hear. Well, I'll tell you in a second.
One of the fun parts about NHL All-Star Weekend was getting to bump into all sorts of our friends from within hockey media. And so, of course, we had to have the one and only Julie Stewart Binks fill out her own FMK of hockey cliches.
FMK hockey cliches. I've heard them all, folks. I'm going to start off with, this is a new one that I've really noticed, is guys, when they're asked a question, they will just say, yeah, yeah. Like they're out of breath. Like that's the first word that comes out of the mouth. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I had to say that so many times because it's just to get the essence of the, yeah. Also, getting pucks on net. Want to get traffic in front of the net. Pucks on net, traffic in front of the net. And also then greasy goal. Is we've come to just accept greasy goal as being an actual thing, but what is a greasy goal? Is there grease on it? Is there some sort of sliding or slickness? It really is just it's a bad goal. Like we need to just get a bad goal that we don't deserve, or that's like lucky bounce. Lucky bounce is also a good cliche too. Okay, so I am going to rank them as I am going to marry, yeah, because I'm in love with yeah right now, because it's not going anywhere. It gives guys a second to buy some time into what they're gonna answer. Also, some of them are kind of nervous when they're on TV, I've noticed, which is odd because they're playing in front of millions of people. Then I will have to I'm going to F greasy goal because, you know, we got to get one of those in every now and again. Oh, and I'm going to kill that we need to get traffic in front of the net, get pucks on in, because that is a given. It's like we need to get basketballs in the hoop. What we need to do is put that ball into that hoop. Be like, okay, I got it. Also, just for, you can edit this or add it in, I have noticed in my deep evaluations that when a player says that's a good question, it's not. And I know that's really hard for our egos in the industry, but they just don't know how to answer the question. Have you ever had someone ask you a question and you have no idea how to answer and you say that's a good question? It's because you do not know the answer. Maybe it's a good question, but it's probably not a good question, because if you can't get an answer, then what's the point of the question? Cerebral over here. See you later, giddies.
And JSB wasn't the only one to do an FMK. Here is Kale McCarr from Media Day.
Are you aware of the game FMK?
Sleep with, marry, kill.
Oh, okay, yes, yes. I was a little lost on that one.
Sorry. Stanley Cup, Calder Trophy, Norris Trophy.
Well, I'm definitely marrying the Stanley Cup. I would probably sleep with the Norris and kill the Calder, because it's further back. I don't know, is that how we're going? Yeah, we could kill both the individual awards as long as I get to stay with the Stanley Cup, so that's fine.
Perfect, thank you.
And before we get to some of the rapid fire questions that had multiple answers from multiple players on Media Day, here's a couple of more individual moments. We know how the Too Many Men crew feels about Mullet Arena. While Sarah Sivian asked Clayton Keller what it's like to play there.
Clayton, can you describe playing in Mullet Arena in three words?
I don't know. I mean, that's hard.
One's fine, too.
One. Small? No. exciting, I would say. I think, you know, it's it was a little different at first, but I think, you know, it's we have great ice there, and, you know, usually the crowds have been pretty good, and that's always more fun when they're kind of involved and excited about the game.
And this might have been my favorite moment of the entire media day as Allison Lucan discussed Connor Hellebuck's new book on mental health with Hellebuck himself. Really, really cool couple of minutes here.
Connor, we're with the Too Many Men podcast. I know you've talked about this a couple times, but what was the inspiration that went into writing a children's book for you?
Yeah, so I feel once this mental health discussions and talks were coming out, it hit me at home because I feel like I've been trying to do that and really work on my mental game since I was in juniors, and I'd like to think I have one of the stronger mental games around the league. So when that came out and I started to realize that, oh yeah, this is actually a thing, I wasn't just working on a skill to be a better hockey player. No, this could be applied to everyone. So I thought, what could I do from my position to help the youth understand that this is a skill and that we should start teaching it and learning it? And I thought that was a good idea for the book.
What did you learn about the process of writing compared to your usual job?
Well, co-author, right? Yeah. I'm taking credit as much as you'll let me, but I did not write as much as I gave the ideas and the thoughts behind it. So it was more of the planning side of it as opposed to the actual grammar and writing and drawing.
Do you feel that acceptance for discussing mental health is becoming more open in hockey? That's maybe something that hasn't been present as much in the sport in the past.
No, absolutely. I think it's huge. And I think it's not only for hockey, it's huge for the fan base and everyone who follows us and cares to really work on their own mental health. And if they see us doing it, they will do it for themselves. And I mean, that's all you can hope for. I think it's been in hockey for a long time, and now that it's a thing, it's more open to talk about. It allows room for more skills to grow in. And so I always talk about mental health having multiple skills to it. It's not just one skill. There's multiple skills to it. So being able to talk about that and then really learn from each other, I think, is just going to improve the whole general population too.
I know the book just came out a couple weeks ago, but are there any cool stories yet that you've heard from someone who really loved it or the book meant a lot to them?
I haven't heard yet, but we are currently trying to get in all the second grade classes in Winnipeg. So that is something to look forward to, but I haven't heard just yet. Hopefully I will start getting the stories to come in, but I'm off social media, so I'm not too connected anyways. It's always a word of mouth for me, so hopefully someone it has affected.
All right, folks, now it's the time you have all been waiting for. We're getting to the rapid-fire questions and answers from NHL Media Day. We're going to slow play this to get to Taylor Swift, so we're going to start right here. What does it really mean to get pucks in deep? Sarah and Allison asked Mitch Marner, Jack Hughes, Johnny Gaudreau, and Seth Jones.
And last one for you. What does it mean to truly get pucks deep?
It means not being an idiot in the neutral zone and chipping pucks in and not being afraid to forecheck. That's what I would say to that one.
So what exactly does get pucks deep mean? Awesome, thank you. Final question for you. What does it mean truly to get pucks deep?
Chip it in? I don't know. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got for you. Yeah.
Perfect.
No problem.
Seth, what does getting pucks deep in mean to you?
Not turning it over at the red line or the blue line, trying to make a quote-unquote high-risk play.
Then Allison and Sarah were on the hunt to find out the most cliche questions asked to hockey players throughout the year. Once again, we have Mitch Marner, Jack Hughes, Johnny Gaudreau, and this time, Connor McDavid.
Mitch, speaking of loving media, what's the most cliche question you've been asked after a game?
What was the success to your game and what was the worst part of your game? I mean, those are always the two that I think it always goes the same answers of keep it on the same kind of page and, you know, trying to keep it simple. But you never want to try to give the same answer, but I'm sure a lot of mine sound similar.
Jack, what is the most cliche question you've been asked after a game?
I don't know. There's like, it's tougher I'd say in between, during the game, it's like, that's when it's more cliche, because, you know, after the game, it's kind of like everyone's, you know, toning down a bit. But during the game, it's like, what do we got to do the last period to, you know, win this game? Everyone's like, oh, get pucks in deep, like, all, you know, all the nonsense. So, but at the end of the day, like, you go in the locker room, the coach is saying the same thing. So there's a recipe that's worked for a lot of years, and that's just what it is.
What is the most cliche question you've been asked after a game? And you can rip on Porty here if you want.
Most cliche thing is, I don't know, why'd you guys lose? I'm not sure.
Maybe what went wrong tonight?
Obviously, we didn't score enough, we didn't score more.
And maybe if you'll have some fun with this, what's the most cliche question you've been asked by a media member?
Cliche question. I don't know. I feel like at the All-Star game, everybody does a good job of keeping it, you know, kind of fresh and different. You know, I don't have Gene Principe asking me what I thought about the second period today, but, you know, it's, and I say that with all love for Gene, by the way. So, but nothing comes to mind today.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. It's time to find out the favorite Taylor Swift songs, or lack thereof, of all your favorite NHL All-Stars. We're going to go ahead and start with Mitch Marner once again, and then I will take you through each name from there as we find out which of these NHL All-Stars may or may not be Swifties. We start with the show's new bestie, Mitch Marner.
And Mitch, do you have a favorite Taylor Swift song?
Taylor Swift song? Oh, man. Love Story's a good one. I mean, I haven't listened to her new stuff really in quite a while, to be honest, but I did used to like her old stuff, and, you know, they were pretty good bangers.
Brady Tkachuk.
What's your favorite Taylor Swift song? Yeah, I mean, he has to know, people have to know.
You belong with me. That's one of my favorites.
Thank you. See you later.
Thank you, Brady.
Kale McCarr.
Kale, what's your favorite Taylor Swift song?
Favorite Taylor Swift song? I feel like there's a new one, but I don't know the name of it. But I think the big one when I was maybe a little bit younger was 22. Or, yeah, that's probably the biggest one. Maybe.
Connor Hellebuck.
To switch it up a little bit, what's your favorite Taylor Swift song?
It really threw me for a rope there. I mean, no, I mean, I don't know if I have a favorite. I like all her songs. Like, I do like all her songs. So. Yeah, I don't know if I could pick a single song for you.
You're just a super fan?
I mean, I wouldn't call myself a super fan, but I'm a fan.
Thank you.
Connor McDavid.
Connor, a fun one for you. Do you have a favorite Taylor Swift song?
This is like the third time I've been asked this question. Is there something that's going on today? But I don't know, maybe 22. That might be the only one I know, but it's a good one, I guess.
Jack Hughes.
Jack, what's your favorite Taylor Swift song?
Taylor Swift? I don't even know one. Sorry.
How is that possible?
Well, like, I can't name one, but I know, like, if you go to any bar in America, Taylor Swift song will turn on with, like, a bass drop, you know? So,
yeah, that's a new thing.
I know that, but I couldn't, like, sit here and name one song. You sorry.
It's okay.
Johnny Gaudreau.
Johnny, what's your favorite Taylor Swift song?
I'm not sure. I should ask my nieces. They're obsessed with them. They're obsessed with her. I don't really know. I don't really listen to her, to be honest.
Andrei Svechnikov.
What's your favorite Taylor Swift song?
Well, there's lots of good songs, you know.
Do you have a favorite?
I can't pick one, really.
Thank you.
Nathan McKinnon.
Nate, what's your favorite Taylor Swift song?
Oh, man. I'm not even joking. I don't even know.
There's no way. You like rap, right?
I like rap. Yeah, I like Taylor Swift though. I just haven't. I don't know the names of the songs. I like Gunna. He just got out. I like Gunna a lot. Yeah. Might have snitched. I don't know how long he's gonna be around for. But yeah, I like Gunna.